Today, Be'ezer Hashem, begin Perek Koyin Gadol, the second Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin, and learn Daf Yud Ches. Having mentioned some halachas pertaining to the Koyin Gadol, our Perek continues to discuss halachas of the Koyin Gadol and the Melech. Some of the topics we learned about include Koyin Gadol, many halachas pertaining to the Koyin Gadol, including Dan the Dananoise. He can serve as a judge, and he can be judged. Ha'hari Koyin Gadol, the Koyin Gadol Shaharges HaNefesh, the halacha regarding exiling someone who killed the Koyin Gadol unintentionally, or a Koyin Gadol who killed unintentionally. Ha'reyu Kehedid L'chol Devarv, regarding most halachas, he is treated like any commoner and is judged by an ordinary court of three judges, but ain't done in this Koyin Gadol El Al Pi Bezn Shal Shem Be'echad. Regarding a transgression that involves the death penalty, he is judged by the Sanhedrin Gedol of 71 judges. Me'iru me'id noisei, he can testify in court regarding others, and others can testify regarding him. Loi melech v'kohen gadol be'ibur shana. Neither the king nor the kohen gadol may participate in deciding whether to establish a leap year because of their respective biases. Chaylitz v'choltzin le'ishtoi, he performs chalitza to his sister-in-law if his brother dies without children, and his brother performs chalitza to his wife if he dies without children. U'me'abnes ishtoi, avalhu eina me'abim neshu asr ba'almana. And his brother performs yibum with his widow, but he cannot perform yibum with his brother's widow since he's forbidden to marry a widow.